Second paragraph of Pei Mishneh Bei is continuing the halachas of what splits up one field from the next in respect to the chiyuv of leaving the Pei. Amas Hamayim She'ena Yicholu Likoser Ka'achas Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mafsekis. In the previous Mishnah we mentioned that there's a waterway, even if it's an irrigation ditch, that is separating two parts of the field. They're considered two separate fields in respect to leaving the Pei. Rabbi Yehuda makes a certain limitation of that. He disagrees with the Tanakam, and he says that if it's not so wide, and to the effect that if one is standing on one side of this irrigation ditch, he could reach over to the other side and harvest the grain on the other side of the ditch, then it's not massive. You know, it's the mere fact that there's water in between the two sides is not enough to be massive. It has to be something that affects the way he harvests the field. And the next din of the Mishnah is that if you're room to say that if you have a field which you can plow and work with oxen that are running the plow, and then afterwards you have a hill going up which is too much of a slant for the oxen to go up on, and you would have to plow, you would plow it with his madeh, you'd use a hoe in order to plow it. So you're room to say, since it's, you work the land on the hill and on the flat area in two different fashions, is considered two different fields. Mishnah says no, but since Lamaisa you have ways of plowing the entire area, some with oxen and the other ones by hand, it's considered one big field, and you take it's enough to take one pay for the entire field.